Winners of the National Book Awards were announced last night in New York. Novelist Jonathan Franzen took top honors in fiction, and playwright Arthur Miller was honored for his lifetime contribution to American letters. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
In accepting his medal, Arthur Miller pondered the different ways in which Europeans and Americans tend to think of playwrights. For Europeans, he said, there's no question that plays are literature. But Americans, he said, at least until Tennessee Williams came along, tended to think of playwrights as mere engineers.
American theater distrusted the literary, and in fact, until Williams, the American play, in effect, pretended that it hadn't been written at all, but merely happened. Indeed, the highest compliment a play could have had was that it seemed to have written itself.
The competition for this year's awards received more attention than usual, in part because of the media coverage attracted by novelist Jonathan Franzen. First, he published a widely discussed essay in Harper's Magazine decrying what he called the death of the American literary novel. Then Franzen's The Corrections was published, and Oprah Winfrey chose the novel for her television book club. The author told interviewers he was uncomfortable with Winfrey's endorsement. Even though it tends to boost sales, Franzen said he didn't want Winfrey's, quote, corporate logo on the jacket of his book. Award ceremony host Steve Martin joked about the tiff.
Jonathan Franzen was caught at Borders trying to sneak an Oprah sticker on Look at Me.
That was another of the fiction nominees, Jennifer Egan's satire of America's obsession with image. Winfrey withdrew the invitation. Franzen's book remained a strong seller. The novel tells the story of an alienated family's breakdown. At a pre-awards reading, Franzen chose a section in which Chip, a struggling academic and the family's middle son, opens Christmas presents from his mother and brother.
Enid had sent a second box of larger gifts wrapped in Santa-faced red paper, an asparagus steamer, three pairs of white jockey underwear, a jumbo candy cane, and two calico throw pillows. From Gary and his wife, in addition to the port, Chip received a clever vacuum pump system for preserving leftover wine from oxidation, as if leftover wine were a problem Chip had ever had.
The nonfiction award went to Andrew Solomon's The Noonday Demon, an atlas of depression, while Virginia Ewer Wolfe's True Believer took the award for young people's literature. New York writer Alan Dugan won the poetry prize for Poems 7. The judges lauded Dugan as, quote, the last half century of American poetry self-contained. Here's Dugan reading part of one of his poems, Closing Time at the Second Avenue Deli.
This is the time of night that the delicatessen, when the manager is balancing a nearly empty ketchup bottle upside down on a nearly full ketchup bottle and spreading his hands slowly away from the perfect balance, like, shall I say, a priest blessing the balance, the achievement of perfect emptiness, of perfect fullness. No, this is a kosher delicatessen.
This is the second time the 78-year-old Dugan has won a National Book Award. He won his first in 1961 for his first book of poems, which also won a Pulitzer Prize. Each of this year's National Book Award winners took home $10,000. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.